أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدي عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدي عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم، فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدي عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. فمن اعتدي عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم، فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدي عليكم واتقوا الله واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, doing the specific moral meanings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of its sentences, its formation and its sequences. If you could recall, in our previous session we are discussing the verses that highlight the legality in terms of law, that talks about the law in a way and the way to combat the way to stand against terrorism, the way to fight the criminals. So for while the Almighty continued to reveal, as you heard from the recitation from verse 193 to verse 194 of the second chapter of Surah Al-Baqarah, where the Almighty mentioned وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ. And fight them حتى لا تكون فتنة until there shouldn't be any conflict, until there shouldn't be any threat. ويكون الدين لله. And the religion should be for God. So this one important point, he had to fight it. Do you fight purposely too? And conflict or crisis? Or you fight for your peace? So these are modalities. As the previous verses, mentioned about the accepted reasons by the Almighty God in terms of fighting. One of the reasons is that if a war is waged against you, so you have the right to defend yourself, to fight back, but never cross limit. Do not terrorize. And secondly, do not let down particular war or fighting get transformed into a long conflict. And do not allow any war, any conflict, any problematic situation to get to the places that you value. Let the sanctuary, sanctuary places, very important infrastructure. Do not allow any problem to reach to that. So suppose, even if those individuals or those people that wage a war against you, continue to fight you, but later on they cease from the fight, then you don't have the reason to proceed. Then انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. The Almighty also mentioned وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. And fight them حتى لا تكون فتنة, until there shouldn't be any conflict. ويكون الدين لله, and for the religion to be for God. And to make God to decide for the religious matters. فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وإذ بسيس فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. So there shouldn't be any transgression. فلا عدوان. So there is no attack except to the criminals. If some renegades or some filamentous group of people attack your community, attack your nation, you have a clear right to defend your nation. And if you want to fight, you shall make sure that there shouldn't be any conflict. There shouldn't be any conflict after that. There should not be any more conflict. Just get to the end. Let the matter get to an end. And if the issue or the situation is related to the religion, then nobody should decide but God. So let it be. The issue should be in accordance to the rules. May be by God. For if they see, they stop waging the war, they stop attacking. So there shouldn't be any attack, not any transgression. There shouldn't be any punishment. Illa ala al-zalimin. Except upon the criminals. Suppose a nation initiated the fight against your nation. You have the right to defend your nation so that there shouldn't be any spillover. There shouldn't be any war spill over. There shouldn't be any conflict after that. So we have to make this calculation also. What would be the consequence? What would be after the war? What if you retaliate? What would be the consequence if you fight back? وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ. And you can also fight. You can fight them. Suppose the matter is related to the religion. So the religion should be for God. There shouldn't be any corruption in terms of press, in terms of religious affairs. For if they cease, they stop fighting it. فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. So there is no any attack, no any punishment, but to the criminals, meaning the criminals amongst them. The criminals amongst that nation that attack your nation, or that fight your nation. Suppose you had a treaty, or you had a negotiation, or you write a peace accord between you and a certain community, a certain nation. You don't have the right to attack them, or to fight them, or to politicize them, or to abuse their people, or to kidnap their people, or to rape their women. You don't have right to attack or to criticize anybody from that community. Except upon the criminals. Suppose it emerged within them some groups of terrorists, then you have the optimum right to fight those criminals, because they are not part of that community. They are criminals. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص. The sacred month, the holy month, is for the holy man. والحرمات قصاص. And the forbidden matters, there is law of the equality and punishment. Something that is prohibited according to the law. If one amongst you, or amongst those communities, cross the limit or breach the law, in that case you have the right also to bring those individuals to justice. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. So whoever terrorize against you, فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. You can attack the person. بمثلي ما اعتدى عليكم. What's similar to what the person attacked you with. واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. And fear God. And you should know that God is together with the pious. God the Almighty mentioned, and fight them until there shouldn't be any more crisis. And the reason to be for God, if they stop, then there should not be any attack but to the criminals. And criminals can be found in every community. There are criminals. There are people that they don't consider law, from all the religious background, from all the ethnic groups, from all the races, from all the regions, from all the nook and cranny of the globe, you may find criminals. Even if they incline themselves to be amongst the species of those particular community or nation, or religion, or tribe, or ethnic group, they are not part of that community, but rather they are just criminals. An authority has the right to bring the criminals to justice. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص. The sacred month, the holy month, is for the holy month. Meaning what has happened in the holy month, it is what will happen in similar holy months. والحرمات قصاص. And the forbidden matters, there is law of equality in punishment. فمن اعتدى عليكم, whoever terrorize against you. فَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Invite the person. Similar to what he fought you with. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear God. You should fear God when you are going to retaliate. Don't cross limit. Do not do damages more than the damages that were done to you. Make accurate calculation. With accuracy and precision. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And you should know, God is together with the pious. If you fear God, then you are pious. If you take the measures, you estimate, you find, you punish those miscreants in accordance to the damages that they have done to you, then indeed you are pious, as you did not cross limit. So this is the literal meaning of these verses. First to be acquainted with the information contained within these verses, to know the exact meaning of these verses, let us have a grammatical analysis and diagnosis to these verses. The Almighty mentioned وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ and fight them. That war that came, the one that came and is conjecture, is harf al-ataf, is waw al-ataf. So this statement, this sentence is conjunctional sentence, is conjunctional statement, is a conjunction. قَاتِلُوهُمْ. قَاتِلُوهُمْ contain action, that is tense, subject, an object. It contains فِعْلٌ وَفَعِلٌ وَمْفْعُولٌ بِهِ. Tense, object, and subject. What type of tense is uktub? Is filu amr. Filu amr. A command tense. Command tense. So here God is commanding. Here God is commanding to kill. So is God commanding us, we the civilians? No. He's commanding the armed forces, the military, those that are in charge of loot. Do you get it? For if God would say kill, God is the one that created the humans. So if God would say kill, he exactly knew about the individual that he delivers the message to. You know, it is beyond science capability to approach a nonsensical person, a psycho, a person with psychosis, or a mad person. You tell him, kill. Like what has happened in some stories from some of the books of history about one particular mad person. That is not the important issue. Let us not even go back to that story. But I would like to point here. If God is to command someone to do something that is not from the natural processes, then God knows the point of the revelation, the point of that order. Because killing is a punishment. It's a capital punishment. We know anything that is intended to punishment is in the hands of authority. So when God said, "Wakutuluhum," and fight them, you should fight them. You fight them, "Wakutuluhum," and you fight them. It is a conjunctional statement. When it is related to the previous order. حتى لا تكون فتنة. The حتى that come. The word حتى until. Grammatically, in Arabic grammar, we consider حتى as حرف غاية. And to the professional level, we consider حتى also as حرف جرم, an alphabet, a word for complement, a complementary word, a word of frequency, a word that indicates a frequency. You consider حتى as حرف غاية and also حرف جر. In the previous Ramadan, I cited a discussion about one person among the grammaticians, among the nuhat. He tried solving the debate, the argument about the position of حتى until. Is it an adjunct? Which adjunct? Adjunct of frequency? Or is a word that resembles a tense? It's a word that resembles a tense. You know? Like. But is a word that has two faces. As usually in Nahu, consider لكن as حرف مشبه بالفعل. So likewise حتى. That's what Allah was saying. The end of his life, he wasn't able to solve that argument about حتى. So usually you consider حتى as حرف غاية وجرم. Although I have my own perspective regarding the position of حتى, some of the grammatician rewise, they used to هنقول لكم من الدواء بتو لو تلو إسباس حرف غاية حرف جمع حرف مشبه بالفعل لذلك أمس جمعت all the opinions which showcasing it is showcasing frequency فقاتلهم حتى and you fight them until it is indicating the frequency to the extent لا تكون فتنة دلا من الكام نور إسلام النافية ندرس لام الناهية أندرس لام النافية لام النافية until there should not be حتى to the extent لا تكون no more it would be فتنة a crisis So that lamun that comes nafi meaning to the end point. You have the right to fight them to the extent that they get uprooted totally. That's how you uproot the criminal. That's how you uproot the terrorist. حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. Although this time, when we talk about criminality, we talk about terrorism. Different people have their own perspective, have their own definition of terrorism, for example. But whatever, what God mentioned, Is that whoever fight you, whoever wage a war against you on justice, you have the right to fight the person, you have the right to fight whoever initiated a fight against you. And that's the reason why God did not specify whether amongst the believers or disbelievers. Even though the rule of this verse was revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due the incident of Hudaybiyah. This is happening during the lifetime of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the reason why what the Almighty did not mention the names of those individuals, of those group of people at the time of the Rasulullah that committed the atrocities, the criminality, the terrorism, is because the rule is applicable in the day of judgment. تكون that has been mentioned is a tense تكون because of the تاؤن تاؤن is one of حروف المضارع alphabet of present continuous tense in the علم النحو we consider it as فعل مضارع منصوب And that's the reason why it becomes takuna. If you pronounce takunu, hatta la takunu fitnatun, this is wrong. حتى لا تكوني فتنة. This is wrong. This is not Arab. We laugh at you. حتى لا تكون فتنة. تكون is فعل مضارع and it is منصوبا أو منصوب. So going back to حتى لا تكون فتنة. Going back to حتى. As I mentioned, this حرف غاية. This alphabet that indicates frequency to the extent. And also it is حرف جر. But normally from the basic theory of حروف الجر. حتى is not mentioned. نو إلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء. Until you reach to the intermediate level, to the professional level, then you will come across that حتى as far as حروف الجر. But the basic حروف الجر are those that we are known on. The prepositions. So also حتى, until, to the accent, it is been identify as a preposition. So that means you are not to attach any حرف جر with حتى. Suppose we are having a conversation. And a person says, لا آكل حتى إلى المساء. I will not eat until to the evening. I will not eat until to the evening. In English, it is totally incorrect. This is tautology. In English, you consider it as tautology. This is incorrect. And likewise, in Arabic, هذا غلب. This is a clear mistake. اللغة. لا آكل حتى إلى المساء. You attach حتى and another حرف جر. Two prepositional words. Two prepositions in the same place. So it's either you use one and leave one. Use the first one and avoid the second one. Or use the second one and avoid the first one. It's better you say لا آكل إلى المساء. Or you say لا آكل حتى المساء. This is correct. This is the way. I will not eat to the evening. I will not eat until evening. This is correct. But if you say لا آكل حتى إلى المساء هذا غلط. This is a clear error. We will laugh at you. And commonly it's been used in conversation. It's common that you listen from someone, Arabic speakers or English speakers. I will not eat until evening. I will not eat until to the evening. I will not eat to the evening. Correct. I will not eat until evening. Correct. I will not eat until to the evening. This is wrong. This is tautology. لا آكل حتى إلى المساء هذا غلط متفاحش. هذا غلط غلط غلط. فالصحيح أن تكون تقول لا آكل إلى المساء أو لا آكل حتى المساء because حتى حرف من حروف الجر so going to تكون as I mentioned تكون is a present continuous tense is فعل مضارع so since that حتى is a preposition so the clause that is formed with حتى must be الجار والمجرور a complement and complementation so that means it is a complement to the previous clause so the full information would be وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة if you take the sentence from حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله there is something that is unknown there is something that is unclear so someone can just take just come across this verse and he will say so look God mentioned وَقَاتِلُوا so this is grammatically wrong because وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ is a phrase P-H-R-E-S-E phrase it's incomplete clause the complete sentence is وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ so fitna that is mentioned حتى لا تكون فتنة so in the sentence we had a conjunction we have a tense a subject and an object this makes a clause a separate clause we had a prepositional verb and we have an article we have a tense so this indicating that still the sentence is not complete until we have a subject because this is the second clause because a preposition with an article with a predicate and a tense cannot give complete sense there must be some additional characters some additional words so fitna that was mentioned حتى لا تكون فتنة is subject is فاعل is the subject to the extent that there should not be a crisis there should not be a crisis to the extent that no more conflict ويكون الدين لله there was a tense that was formed a fi'l that was formed from كان كان يقول كونا كان يقول كونا. قام يقوم قوما، لا لا لا، قام يقوم قياما. قال يقود قيادة. قعد يقعد قعودا. ضرب يضرب ضربا. كان يكون كونا. سو تو present continuous tense are built in the same clause, so they must take different functions. حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. ويكون that word and that come is a conjunction. It's an alphabet of conjunction. It's a word of conjunction. In Arabic we said alphabet. حرف. In English we said a word. And ويكون ويكون It's a conjunction. It's a conjunction. Conjunctional statement. So as I mentioned, حتى لا تكون. تكون is فعل مضارع منصوب. So likewise, يكون is also فعل مضارع منصوب. But we differentiate here. If two tenses arrive in a single sentence or in a single clause, so one must be a defective one. One would be a defective one. Because if one is completed, then there is no need of repetition. There is no need of mentioning the second one. You would say فعل مضارع ناقص حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله. So in this we have to consider the rule is explicitly is basically with regards to the compound. You can apply them to the extent that there shouldn't be any conflict. And for the religion to be forgot. So if you solve the issue, you find to the extent that there is no any conflict. Even if there are some differences in the religious matters, that's not a greater problem. You know, even though Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam live in a diverse community, there are differences in the religious perspectives. But still, peace was achieved. Peace was made, for example. For if you eradicate the criminals, definitely there would be peace. You get it? But the way you would follow, you should ensure that there should not be any spillover. There should not be any aftermath or any conflict that would come after your reactions. ويكون الدين لله. And for the religion to be for God. So حتى لا تكون and ويكون two present continuous tense mentioned at the same clause. Grammatically in the ilm al-nahw then one will be an effective one. The second one will be the effective one. حتى لا تكون فتنة. Regarding, although some of the grammaticians have an opinion that they can all function accordingly. But usually, according to law, if two tenses are mentioned in the same clause, in a single clause, so one tense would be the preferred one, and the second one would be a defective one. So if you have an option, an option was given to you. Peace or religious differences. Religious, according to the religious teachings, first you can take peace, because until you have peace, you have a peaceful condition, you will be able to establish the religion. You get the logic? How you get the logic? Suppose an option is given to you. Two options are given to you. Peace or religious differences. Conflict. Basically, emerging from some sort of differences. And there are two basic ways to eradicate conflict. One, through achieving a single mindset, which is the most difficult one. And that's what God wants. That is the path of the religion, to have a single mindset. You get it due to the benefit with it. And secondly, eradication of conflict. To solve the wise individual, they said, eradication of conflict is much more threefold. Then having a single mindset. Do you get it? If you eradicate the conflict within yourself, you will easily adopt a single path, a single mindset. But in the other side, some of the wise people, they have the opinion that you will not be able to eradicate the differences, the conflict within yourselves, unless you have a single mindset. A single mindset. So this ideological point of view is applicable, is very vital. This philosophical point of view is very vital. It can help in terms of resolutions. Do you get it? So what God gave us a hint within this elaboration. He mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ. And fight them until there shouldn't be any conflict. So if there are criminals within your communities, And you are admiring to have a peaceful condition, a harmonious living, you are just deceiving yourself. You must fight the criminality. As how one amongst the greatest leaders and among the greatest democratic leaders of our time, when he was a head of state, he had one point of agenda, that is to fight against indiscipline, and he succeeded. And so he has done fight against corruption. For example, so you'll not be successful without eradicating problems, without resolving the problems, and any problem has the root cause, and there is a root to solution. So God, give us the hint. And if we reflect to the life of the Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, we will see he never reacted back to the Quraysh until when they waged a war against his community. So the Rasulullah alayhi wasallam was commanded to fight them in order to clear the conflict, where there shouldn't be any conflict afterwards. And then so many women were enslaved. Some were assassinated, some were raped. They don't even have a concept of human rights. Neither human rights nor human rights at them. But the Rasulullah alayhi wasallam changed the entire situation. He cleared a conflict. He established justice to the extent that the Rasulullah alayhi wasallam said in a form of law, "La faruqu bayna arabiyyin wa ajim," there is no any difference between the races. So if you establish law and you comply to it, definitely there would be solutions to your matters. You will never be prosperous, you will never be successful, unless if you clear the conflict, you misunderstand it. So God gave us hint. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. God did not mention وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا يَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, because it is a difficult situation. Take a data from the history. There was no any particular moment in the history that the entire globe, the entire world, we upon one particular mindset. God is just fast. You get it? So God knows that حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ would be the most easiest task. Although it is also difficult. It is similar to حَتَّى وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, حَتَّى يَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ. So that's the hikmah. And the other way God is comparing حَتَّى يَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. You get it? So the point of the discussion here, مَحَلُّ الشَّاهِ, the point of the discussion, حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. لَا تَكُونَ, تَكُونَ is فِعْلُ مُضَارِعٌ. ويكون الدين ويكون is also فعل مضارع in a single clause. Two tense, two present continuous tense in a single clause. So one would be a defective one. So probably the second one would be the defective one. The preferred one would be the first one. So if there would be no complaint, if you take that decision, then you are guided. That's the better option. To have a single mindset, or a single religious point of view, that is a gradual process. It takes time. Even the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at his time, he delivered his message. He accomplished the responsibility to deliver the message for the people to understand. The remaining colonies within the humanity would be able to carry out with him gradually. And that was the testament, the will given by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the companions. Do you get it? Allahumma ista'an. The will of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not even accepted in some of the global regions, in some of the regions in the globe at then. If you refer back to 1,100 years back, 400 years ago, 1,400 years ago, for example, you would see the entire global colonies were not upon a single mindset. They have diverse religious motives, religious beliefs. But why is it that peace was established during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hijaz? Because a law was established and it was complied. Some of you complied with the law peacefully. While some they were not able to comply to the law until when a force was applied against them. And every human knows that living with policy, living by abiding to the law and order, is the only solution, the way of success for all the humans. But some they don't want, because naturally humans have the feeling of being a freedom personnel. So even freedom has a limit. For if you take freedom to another state, you may end up crossing into someone's freedom, someone's right. But there should be balance, and that's the reason why God did not allow humans to be hammered, to be just like that. He revealed to them guidelines, the do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts, the pros and cons for their life to be better. And we can see the betterment. Suppose if these rules were not complied, were not documented, will not have reached to our time, will not heard about the law of human rights, the law of war, international law, just because the law was established and it was complied and a force was applied for it to get established. That's it. Going back to the discussion, حتى لا تكون ابنته ويكون الدين لله. ويكون الدين لله. الدين that was mentioned is the predicate. Is the is in the position of a subject. It is in the position of a subject. لله. There is لام and Allah. اسم الجلالة. So it is الجار والمجرور. جار الاسم إذا سبقه أحد من حروف الآتية من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء. وفي واللام والباء. لله. That's why it should be لله. If you read لله or لله is wrong. But rather لله. It is a compliment and complimentation. We are related to an unknown object. So also grammatically, this clause can be reviewed in the sense that حتى لا تكون الفتنة ويكون الدين لله. The religion would be considered as فائدة. هذا as فائدة. As the subject. Also considered as in the position of complement. In the sense that there would be a condition where that is unknown. We are going to deal with land. Religion to be for God. So there would be a condition that is unknown. How? So that's the reason why the first opinion is most accepted. That ويكون الدين لله لسكن يكون the second في المضارع is considered as ناقص so that حتى لا تكون فتنة would be the must be part option so that there shouldn't be any conflict. It should not be spilled over. فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. فإن انتهوا that found that count is found استئنافية is for proceeds in from the previous sentence to another sentence. In that count we already discussed in the previous ayah in is حرف الشرط. Considered as شرطية is conditional. So the sentence that would come would be a conditional one. For إن انتهوا for if they cease, if they stop. So this is فعل ماضي في محل جزم. فإن انتهوا for if they stop. So this is a conditional statement. It is a past tense in the position of explicit, meaning for if they stop. Only if they stop, فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. Absolutely, if they stop, then there shouldn't be more punishment but to the criminals. فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. There shouldn't be any punishment but to the criminals. So that part on that count It's not called istinafiyya. Fala, the pa'un that count, you consider it as fa'u rabit. Bimana fa'u rabitatu lil jawab. Bimana fa'u rabitatu lil jawab al-shabt. The pa'un that is entitled to the answer of the condition. Meaning, for if they stop, so an answer to that, if they stop, what would be the outcome? فَلَا أُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. لَا أُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. The lamb that comes is lamb النافية. And specifically, lamb النافية للجنس. So there shouldn't be any form of punishment, any form of criticism, any form of attack against them. If they stop attacking, if they stop the tear, there should not be any sort of attack, criticism, abuse, insult, fight against them. إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِ, except to the criminals. إِلَّا, the word إِلَّا, normally grammatically we said from the intermediate level we consider إِلَّا as حَرُفُ نَصْبٍ, usually it is أَدَاةُ حَصْرٍ. إِلَّا, إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِ, like maybe to the criminals. But if they stop, meaning they are not criminals, there is probability that they repent, they become righteous. So if it happens, some criminals emerge within them, you can punish those individuals. And that's how you see. For all the civilizations in the history, there was a war that happened between them, between the Romans and the Persians, between the Arabians and the Romans, between Jewish community and the Arabian community, all the civilizations, the Babylonians, the Argents, the Greek civilizations. So many incidences from the history. So if the war gets stopped, nobody should initiate a war. Unless if there are some criminals that emerge within various communities, which can be found in any ethnic group, in any religion, criminals could be found, which basically we refer criminals that are referring to any religious movement. We do their action, the authorities declare them as terrorists or radicals or extremists, for example. But if you find the criminal, such filament, there is no filament. But one thing you should know, as far as that community is not waging a war against you, then you should not have any right to attack them. Like, for example, in this era, there are so many complaints regarding the Muslims, regarding the Hindus, regarding the Christians, regarding the Jews. The Muslim has no right to attack any of other religious or racial background, unless it's a criminal from that particular background. For example, attack your community, then in that case, according to the law, you have the right to bring such forces or such individuals to justice, to be punished them. Do you get it? Similarly to the issues that are happening in our current affairs, we would see it's similar to what the Almighty is mentioning. Yes, even God give a command to fight, but those who fight, but there would be a situation why they cease, they stop fighting. Then in that case, you don't have any right to be seized them. You don't have any right to attack them or to criticize them. For example, look towards the condition in the social media. So much criticism, so many attacks, so many extremist ideologies become prevalent. So one thing that we should ask ourselves, everyone knows that, yes, a human has a right to expression, freedom of speech, for example. Yes, there is a free speech. And so there is a diplomatic speech, for example. So which one would be much preferred? So sometimes it is becoming a problematic if you use free speech. And also sometimes the diplomatic way of expression is also a problem. A problem would arise, and some people they would be telling individuals, telling the public that it is not a problem, no more a problem, dramatically. Suppose if they utilize a free word of speech, people would be acquainted that that is a problem, and they would take heed on that. If there is any need or requirement for taking measures, they would take measures with regards to that. And sometimes, using free speech is also a problem. And make people to be fine. For example, Allah is the Al. So both have good sides and other sides. Allah is the Al. But sometimes you need to call a spade a spade. Allah is the Al. So in a war, they shouldn't be obscure. There must be clearance. Who are you fighting? Are you fighting Bogart? Are you fighting Khawarij? Who are you fighting? Are you fighting terrorists? Are you fighting rebels or criminals? Or you are just fighting your opponent? Others would depart with you in some perspectives. There must be clearance. You shall not just indulge into something unpleasant or unclear or something heinous without giving some clarifications. But if everything is clear, everyone knows that you are fighting criminals, go ahead, you don't have any blame. If anyone knows that you are fighting terrorists, you don't have any blame. If everyone get acquainted that you are fighting the rebels, no problem in such, according to the law, for example. But mainly, your purpose should be to eradicate any conflict. And there shouldn't be any spillover. There shouldn't be any evil aftermath. Allahu musta'an. This should be the purpose in the heart and the mind of the armed forces because this law is to the military, not to the civilians. For God is speaking to al-muqatil. Allahu musta'an. Is this for the purpose of learning, for the purpose of knowledge? That's why all these verses comprises all the segments of communities. Allahu musta'an. No any name or tag, for example, or brand that is mentioned. Everyone knows from where he belongs or she belongs. Are you from the armed forces? Are you from the military? Are you a leader? Are you a follower? Are you a civilian? Are you a criminal? Are you a terrorist? Are you from the radical organization? You know yourself, for example. And the law will be judged in accordance to your position. So basically, the law of war is to the authorities. For God is unwise to not just say kill or fight, but qatilum and fight them. This is an important statement. So even with your normal sense, you will be able to know there is a reason behind that. Yesterday we discussed about the Asbab al-Nuzul. We mentioned some of the historical references behind the revelation of these verses. Going back to the grammatical discussion on the verses, فَنِنْتَهُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. عَلَى إِسْ الْجَابُ وَالْمَجْرُورُ. عَلَى إِسْ حَرْفُ جَمْرٍ جَابُ الْإِسْمُ إِذَا سَبَقَهُ أَحْدٌ مِنْ حُرُوفِ الْآتِيَةِ مِنْهُ إِلَى وَأَنْهُ عَلَى وَفِي وَاللَّامِ وَالْبَاءُ. عَلَى عَلَى أَلِفْ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. عَلَى إِسْ حَرْفُ جَمْرٍ. So it is الْجَابُ وَالْمَجْرُورُ, which are related to an erased object. فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Therefore, there is no any attack unless to the criminal, unless against the criminals. And the zalim. So this particular clause, this sentence, is in the position of an answer to the aforementioned condition. For Edentahu, it is the conditional phrase. It is the conditional phrase. For if they stop, for if they cease, فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. So there is no attack unless against the criminals. See what has happened in Moscow, in Cork City Hall, the attack by some of the criminals, or we can say the terrorists. This condemned religiously, and that's why even Rabb al Alam al Islam condemned that heinous act. So, likewise, you see, it's like a war that is waged against that nation. So, that nation has a right to defend itself against any sort of insecurity. But for the armed forces, the military, they should be on order. They should not lose control. They should not go beyond the limit. They should differentiate between the civilians. They should try as much as possible to do thorough investigation. Allahu musta'an. Like what we can see in the previous month, within this week, so many incidences in different parts of the globe. of such heinous acts. So there is law of equality. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْإِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And likewise in the next ayah, the Almighty God mentioned الشَّهْرُ الْحَرَامُ بِالشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ بِالشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ بِالشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ وَالْحُرُمَاتِ الْإِصَاصِ. And the prohibited matters, the heinous matters, there is law of equality in punishment. If terrorists emerge within the Christians, we must join together and uproot them totally. If terrorists emerge within the Muslims, we must join together and uproot them totally. If terrorists emerge from the Jewish community, we must join together and uproot them totally. If terrorists emerge from the Chinese, for example, the Tibetans, the Hindus, we must join together and uproot them totally. So that is the law of equality. But if one portion of the group would get sided with some terrorists or some criminal, then there would be no peace. There would be always crisis and conflict, for example. And that's what you would see the fatwa of the ulama of Hijaz regarding different groups. Here I'm talking about in the boundary of the religion, in the boundary of Islam. Most of the Muslim scholars, the Iran scholars, the senior scholars, the jihadists, they are issuing their fatwa regarding different forms of groups. They clarify to entire humanity that this particular group or sect are radicals, are terrorists, are rebels, for example. Allahu musta'an. Common example, you can refer back to the book of Sheikh Salih bin Abdullah al-Fawzan, Al-Ajwibatul Mufida, confided by Jamal ibn Furayhat, one among his students, compiled the fatwa of the Sheikh. All those groups, for example.